Compass FM. Welcome to the studio, Petrina Chisholm, the director for North Canterbury Musicals production. This production is 42nd Street. Good afternoon, Petrina.
Kia ora, thank you for having me this afternoon.
So nice to see you, and thanks for taking the time out from what must be a very busy rehearsal. And I think you mentioned before we went to air, a black week for the benefit of listeners.
Tech week. Just finished a whole weekend of light plotting. We are just about tonight to start Tech Week, otherwise known as Black Week, for a very good reason.
Yes. Yeah, you've got to iron out those little bits.
We do not see daylight.
No, exactly. So you're already doing rehearsals at the Town Hall?
Yes, we moved in Anzac Day afternoon. Packing began.
Yeah.
So bringing the large set pieces in and rebuilding them in there. And then we moved in sound and the orchestral instruments and things. And the weekend was all about light plotting. And tonight is all about bringing the cast in and getting them to work with the crew.
How exciting. Yeah. Do you guys have the opportunity for a dress rehearsal with people sitting in the stalls, or not?
Yes and no,
okay.
But not a lot.
Yep.
And that's because, we'd prefer people to come and see the finished product.
Absolutely.
And a final dress rehearsal, there's still an opportunity to fix final little things, tweaks. And obviously we want the best only when we open. But it is important for the audience, for the cast and crew to experience a little bit of an audience, because as soon as you get an audience, you get a little bit of reaction and some claps and things like that.
And that's what it's about. That's the energy that, of course, the cast get from the auditorium.
That's right. And so it's open to my children and, the odd little person and things like that.
I might sneak in. Well, I was very lucky to be in the West End at the time that the 1980 version of this particular production was being played. But I was offered, as we used to sell tickets to West End. I worked for a travel agency there, and they would invite people to come to the pre-opening for the purpose exactly of that, to give the cast the opportunity to have an
Absolutely.
Audience. And it was just a fantastic way to experience it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Petrina. What's your history?
Okay, so I am originally from up north. I grew up in Tauranga, but I moved in the mid to late 90s down to Christchurch and went to NASDA, which was, I'm an OG, so originally it was ASDA, and it adapted when I was there. And then I stayed in Christchurch, fell in love with the place and stayed for a while, and then went back and upgraded my diploma to a degree. So I have a very long affiliation with NASDA.
That's good.
And then after that, started working in the industry, worked at the Court Theatre, the Fortune Theatre in Dunedin, and did corporate gigs all over New Zealand. So I've been in and around a long time, but eventually moved back home to Tauranga, where I turned my attention to teaching. And my husband and children moved back to Canterbury 2.5 years ago, and I've just been kind of throwing myself back into the industry again.
I think the industry is very lucky to have you. A great deal of experience there that can be used to our advantage here in North Canterbury. Tell us about 42nd Street.
Oh, okay. So 42nd Street, I was saying earlier off here, I think, that if you haven't seen the show, it is a bit of a polarizing show, because people assume either they love tap dancing or they hate tap dancing. Don't let that dictate your decision as to whether you come or not, because it is a wonderful show. It's set in the 1930s in Hollywood, so you've got that Hollywood glam, but you've also got the contrast between the very wealthy and the very poor. So we've got lots of contrast throughout the show. The other brilliant thing about this show is that it's about putting on a show. So there's many scenes in this show that are behind the scenes, backstage, in rehearsal, but then it also transforms into performances of this show that we're putting on called Pretty Lady. So it can be very confusing, especially at the beginning when you're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
But hopefully we've done a good job, the creative team and I, of making that make sense when we're showing you behind the scenes and then in front of on stage per se.
Originally, a lot of the numbers for this particular show were written in the early 20th century, 1930. And so you get to see a lot of musical performances, which, as you say, that can be confusing for the audience if you're not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
But they're all very high energetic numbers, pretty much.
Absolutely, without a doubt. It's just been amazing to work with the cast that we have. They, I was saying earlier, the very much triple threats. It's not a show where you've got the main cast and then the dancers come on and dance and then go off stage. All of our dancers are singing and acting. A lot of them have solo lines as well. It's all about showcasing the wonderful talent that we have. We have, there's a role in the show who is a rehearsal pianist, and our rehearsal pianist will be playing live on stage, which is another skill.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, well, we're all about showcasing the talent that we have, right? Also, the show is it pays homage to the musical theatre and the history of where it comes from. So the glitz and glam, and I love that. It's a wholesome storyline. We have a live orchestra. Unfortunately, you won't be able to see them.
They're in the orchestra pit.
Yeah, they're in and underneath the stage. But that's because it's so large.
Yes.
And we were very restricted with what we can and can't do with the health and safety in the building and things post-earthquake structure, I think. It's a town hall thing. But they're definitely there and they're definitely live.
Yeah, well, and there's one thing I can't stress enough is going to see a performance like this with live orchestra is a second to none.
Nothing beats it
at all. It brings the whole experience to life.
It does.
And I've heard that 42nd Street specifically has been described as a bit of a jukebox of show tunes.
It is.
So you really do get to experience some wonderful, not just the tap dancing, because it's not all tap dancing.
No, it's definitely not all tap dancing. No. There's a lot of dance.
There's a lot of dance. And so
showcase.
A lot of work been put into this. You were rehearsing back in December.
Yes.
And I know it's going to be fantastic. For everything that the North Canterbury Musical Society of Musicals do here in North Canterbury, they're always outstanding performances. They really are. And people just love it.
Yeah.
And great to have you involved with it, Petrina.
Thank you
so much for taking the time to come and have a chat with us.
Absolute delight.
Now, where can people get their tickets? The Rangiora Town Hall, obviously, Kaipoi Eyesight, or you can go to 0508 iTicket, www.ncms.co.nz. Running in the Rangiora Town Hall 9th to the 25th of May. I am going to say break a leg because that is supposed
you
to be good
to.
Luck.
It's respectful, absolutely, and I take that with love and glitter.
Thank you very much, Petrina, for your time this afternoon.
Compass FM. FM. FM.